Welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. Raise your hand if you've ever had a breakout at the worst possible time.
Prom, might we say?
It's unbelievable how common breakouts really are. That's why I am extra excited to share this episode with you. Today we're featuring an esthetician and acne specialist who is also the owner of Palm Beach Skin Company. We had the privilege of getting Lynn's insight on this very important topic, and her advice was golden. Every day, but especially on your wedding day, you want to avoid what seems like the unavoidable. I'm talking about breakouts. To be honest, it happens more than we care to admit, and it's not just teenage problems. It can continue throughout our 20s, 30s, and sometimes 40s. Really, it's not an age problem, it's a clogged pore problem. If you're nodding your head yes right now, then you know what I'm talking about and have probably even sat in Sephora or Ulta for 30 minutes at a time, trying to find a product that's going to get rid of the nasty breakouts and clogged pores you wish wouldn't return. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it doesn't exist. No matter how many products swear that they're going to rid your face of breakouts, they're not. And I'm not saying the brand is lying. I'm saying it may help, but it doesn't rid, which is ultimately what you want, right? Because if they're going to come back, then why bother getting your hopes up? What I'm sure we'd also like is to get rid of clogged pores altogether. But first, we need to understand why we got them in the first place. What makes a pore clogged? Clogged pores are a buildup of dead skin cells and excess oil. Clogged pores can be due to many factors such as hormones, genetics, cosmetics, skincare products, and hair care, Lynn explains. Lynn recommends searching for skincare products that are safe for acne-prone skin. Beware, the FDA does not regulate the term non-comedogenic. Many companies claim their products won't clog pores, but this is simply not true. Some of the worst offending products claim to be non-comedogenic. Avoid products with emollients that contain highly pore-clogging ingredients, such as isopropyl myristate. But what creams we use to hydrate our skin? Those are probably not helping either. You're just adding more to your skin to clog your pores. Lynn says to hydrate your skin with a lightweight, non-pore clogging moisturizer and water-based serum as opposed to rich or heavy moisturizers. Always remember, less is more when it comes to having healthy, balanced, glowing skin. Finding the correct products for your skin type is key. Avoiding breakouts is not an easy task, that's for sure. Especially when it's right before the wedding day and you're stressed and exhausted. But Lynn says stress and exhaustion can cause high cortisol levels, which can make clearing active acne more challenging. Which is probably another reason why your teenage years were filled with breakouts. Stress and exhaustion. Sounds about right? Now the products your significant other are using can also be having an effect on you. I'm talking about those beard burns. They're not pretty, but sometimes they're totally worth it. However, Lynn warns men beware of beard and mustache products that contain pore clogging ingredients. This can be problematic for you and your significant other as far as breakouts and irritation around the mouth. Oh, and one more thing. Exercise supplements containing whey protein, caffeine, and creatine can also be potential acne triggers. But actually, that's not all. Another cause of breakouts? Brace yourselves, because this might not be something you want to hear but have to. Foods, such as dairy, peanut products, and salty snacks can cause a lot of issues for acne-prone skin. There are many others, but I'd say those are the top three offenders I see on a regular basis, Lynn says. The other offenders consist of hair products. If you were a cheerleader, dancer, or just liked to style your hair growing up, then you might already suspect where this is going. Hair products such as gel or spray can be some of the biggest culprits for breakouts. Lynn explains, acne on the hairline, forehead, neck, temples, or jawline usually indicate a hair product may be causing the issue. Shea butter, coconut oil, and argan oil are major offenders, becoming increasingly popular in many hair care products. Dry shampoo often contains isopropyl myristate. So, it's probably safe to say that we should all be checking the ingredient list of hair products for pore clogging ingredients. Friendly tip, Lynn takes a lot of the guesswork out by providing her clients with an ingredient list and acne-safe skin and hair care product book. Couples should seek to make healthier choices when leading up to your wedding day. As soon as you realize a hair product is causing breakouts, you may want to stop and find an acne-safe alternative as soon as possible. Problems arise when the products get on your pillowcase or you begin to sweat. Remember, whatever you put on your hair will migrate onto your skin, Lynn tells us. Speaking of migrating into your skin, leaving your makeup on is a bad habit. So break it. We've all done it before and said that we won't ever do it again, but that's really a lie, isn't it? Leaving the day's makeup on when going to bed is not a good thing. And even though we all have those long days where we could barely find the energy to drag our butts to the bedroom instead of collapsing on the couch, taking off the day's makeup is an important task that you need to make time for. Lynn advises, you should always cleanse your face before going to bed. Makeup that is left on the skin overnight will clog pores, leading to acne, irritation, and even premature aging. Getting the proper uninterrupted 8 hours of sleep with clean, hydrated skin will give you a happy canvas to work with on your big day. Another habit you can break to avoid breakouts is touching your face or holding your head up, whichever applies to you. It's an age-old myth, or at least I thought it was a myth, and I'm sure you did too. Spoiler alert, it's not a myth, and it's not a good habit. You know those dozens of times during the day, sometimes you don't even know you're doing it, that you touch your face for no reason at all, or rather hold your head up? Yes, well, it can cause breakouts. In fact, Lynn warns, be aware of using pore-clogging hand lotions. Each time you touch your face, you are introducing dirt and bacteria to your skin. Just think about how dirty your cell phone or laptop is and how many times a day you rest your hand on your face. And let's be real, even I, for one, lotion my hands constantly throughout the day. Dry, flaky, or wrinkly skin is not something I want, so lotion is my BFF. So what other bad habits should you break before the wedding day? Lynn tells us, drinking excessive alcohol right before your wedding day can lead to dry skin and possibly dark puffy circles under your eyes due to fluid retention. Cigarettes, cigars, vaping, hookah, and weed rolled in tobacco are known acne triggers that can potentially cause breakouts and blackheads, especially around the mouth. Told you we got some great content from Lynn. Getting her professional take on all of this was exactly what the doctor ordered. If you're taking mental notes as we're going or taking them down on your phone but afraid you're missing something, then don't worry because we've got it all on our blog at weddingdaymatch.com. Next, we spoke to Lynn about skincare routines. Now, I don't know about you, but as you've probably already caught on to, I'm a bit of a shopaholic. And I'm always looking for the next best product on the market. Especially when it comes to beauty products. With new skincare companies cropping up daily, you're always looking for the best new skincare routine, and many of them provide them for you based on your skin type using their products, of course. However, Lynn says, first, I would recommend everyone have a consultation and skin analysis with an esthetician who specializes in treating acne-prone skin. Once a thorough analysis has been done, your skincare professional can recommend a skincare routine specific to your skin type and condition. Everyone's skin is different, and there's not a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to skin prone to breakouts. Instead of wasting a ton of money on skincare with a possible bad outcome, schedule an appointment as soon as your wedding date is set. I recommend finding your skincare professional a year to 6 months from your big day. Which brings me to the next point. Exfoliating. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, everyone promised that exfoliating was the answer to preventing breakouts and reducing oily skin. Turns out, I didn't receive the best advice, and if you were told the same, well, join the club of the misinformed. Lynn shared crucial information, saying, every day I see clients with skin issues due to overexfoliation. Your skin barrier serves to protect you from the harmful environment by retaining moisture. Exfoliation is meant to remove dead skin cells, giving you a smooth canvas to work with. Over-exfoliation can cause dryness by stripping your natural skin barrier, allowing irritants to easily penetrate the skin, causing red, angry, inflamed skin. If you're already prone to breakouts, this is a recipe for disaster. And if you have a regularly greasy or oil-based skin, then your face is probably taking the brunt of it. Good news is that greasy and oily faces are best treated with mild, lightly hydrating ingredients to balance the skin. Harsh drying ingredients will only cause excess oil production, leading to more breakouts. Once your skin is balanced, you will be able to evaluate how mattifying your makeup will need to be for your wedding day. A great acne-safe primer can absorb excess oil. Look for an oil-free foundation or mineral powder. Keep a stash of blotting paper for your wedding day to help with any breakthrough oil, Lynn recommends. It's your wedding day, and they don't just call it the big day for no reason. There are a ton of pictures, sometimes up to 1,500, taken of you, getting to the hotel, getting ready with your besties, your first look or first touch, walking down the aisle, the reception, the send-off, and just about every moment in between. So, it's totally natural that you're not going to just want no breakouts, but also that sun-kissed look. Perhaps you're planning on getting a spray tan and calling it a day, and that's totally fine. Although, if you're looking to sunbathe, basically stay in the sun and maybe fall asleep. We have all done it before. Then you should probably consider what SPF sunscreen you need to wear. Lynn tells us, as a skincare professional, I'm always going to promote safe sun exposure by wearing at least a broad-spectrum sunscreen with 30 plus SPF and reapplying every 80 minutes. Unfortunately, along with tanning come sunspots and hyperpigmentation. Not to mention the effect sun has on acne. Many people believe the sun clears acne. Initially, it appears that the sun is healing your acne due to the golden glow that you see. Later, though, the skin will overcompensate by producing more oil to combat the dryness from the tan. Unfortunately, this will cause congestion, which leads to more breakouts. That's why she had the same idea as us, sunless tanning. Better known as spray tanning. And we all know about spray tanning because Anomaly Beauty Agency's owner and beauty professional Hannah had all of the tips and tricks when it came to what you need to know about getting a spray tan for your wedding. However, if you're late to the party, no worries, by the way, then you're going to want to see what Hannah has to say about spray tans. We talked about it a few weeks ago on the podcast. Or if you'd rather read the blog, you know where to go. That's right, weddingdaymatch.com. Now about those clogged pores again. If you already have them, let's chat how to get rid of them and when you should start the process. Because let's be real, it's going to be a process. Lynn tells us, I cannot stress enough the importance of starting your clear skin journey 6 to 12 months before the wedding. The worst thing you can do is wait until the last minute to address congested skin. But what products should you look to? Well, Lynn suggests avoiding harsh, abrasive physical exfoliants, especially if you have inflamed acne. Instead, look for gentle exfoliants in a serum that can dissolve dead skin and clear the pore of debris. Finding an esthetician who specializes in acne to help you understand what may be triggering your clogged pores can save you hours of research and money. A very mild corrective peel or hydrating enzyme with extractions are great professional treatment options to help with congested skin. All right. Well, I learned a lot from Lynn, and I hope you did too. They should seriously have a class on skincare routines in high school. It would make for a much smoother transition into adult life. But since they don't, it's a good thing there's professionals like Lynn with all the insight we need. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars. Leave us a review and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to weddingdaymatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune into our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.